Hello and welcome. Today let's talk about focusing. Do you have this superpower to focus? I know it can be hard because you're sensitive to environments, to energies, and it's easy to lose track of what you're doing, especially nowadays. Because let's say you want to use your calculator on your phone and then you see a notification, so you get distracted and boom. External energy making you lose focus. And the next thing you know, you're scrolling from reel to reel because those puppies are so cute and the cats are funny. And the next thing you know, you come back from the rabbit hole and 15 minutes have passed. True story. Oops, like, ugh. Yeah. It happens to all of us. Let's be honest, right? So, if you've ever found your creative flow disrupted by external energies, here is my go-to hack. Center yourself. It's as easy as that. Well, kind of, because it takes practice. So, how do you get back to yourself? Well, first of all, notice that you're going out of focus. And when you notice that, pull your energy back in and have a mini course on how to remove cords, for example. It's not about cutting them, but when other people are distracting or when external things are distracting, because we can also have cords to places, situations, etc. And number three, self-discipline, but in a gentle way. You want to, for example, disable the notifications on your phone so that you're distraction free for 1 hour or for as long as you need to focus. So shift the focus back to your own energy, shutting out the distractions. Because as a passion-driven individual, we are on a mission for impact, income, and freedom, of course, with integrity. So this is very important to be aware of where your energy is leaking. Where are you allowing yourself to be distracted? And it's okay. Once again, as I always say, you're not here to blame yourself. It's more being the benevolent parent that redirects you towards what serves your highest good. So that's why I've created my free checklist to help you stay focused. So you can download it from my website, instant access. And yeah, so that this is the kind of a guideline to build new habits. Because when you see the checklist, when you have it in front of you, you have it in mind, so it's fresh in your memory. And that's how you can build these new habits or of staying focused on yourself and getting things done. So I will put the link in the description. Thank you very much for listening, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye.